The Commerce Tigers trying to put the past behind them. Sure, there's been a lot of losses this season, but right now the district games are really what is important on this 2013 Commerce Tiger football season. And it's a district game taking place tonight as the Tigers travel to take on the Pottsboro Cardinals. I'm Matt Minky, bringing you highlights of the match on 88.9 KETR. The Pottsboro Cardinals opened up the scoring in this game, flying the ball across the goal line on their first drive.
Pottsboro from the spread, Mullenix throw into the far side, has a man out there, and it's a touchdown for the Cardinals. Nate Watson, about two steps behind the Commerce defender, reaches up and makes the catch.
This extra point was good, and Pottsboro took an early lead 7-0 over Commerce. But the Tigers orchestrated a lengthy drive which used the remaining time in the opening quarter and continued right into the second quarter. In fact, it was a total of 18 plays in about 9.5 minutes, which finally wrapped up in the Cardinals' end zone.
Jason Wilson under center. Pitch back, Brand Kelly. Hole over the left side. And Brand Kelly with a touchdown for the Commerce Tigers. 14-yard touchdown run.
Wow. Just excellent blocking on the edge there. They finally pitch it out. They've been testing the middle of the line. Pottsboro, finally they take it to the outside, wide open into the end zone.
High winds could be a contribution to the extra point missing, though. Commerce 6, Pottsboro 7, with 10 minutes left in the half. That was a lot of back and forth, but no scoring resulted in the rest of the half. That is, until there were about 10 seconds left on the clock until the break. And Pottsboro finished off a 53-yard drive in style.
Mullenix throwing into the end zone, and Waller makes the catch and dives. It's a touchdown.
Wow.
What a catch by Corey Waller, climbing the ladder to make the catch. And then he dives across the goal line for the touchdown with 2 seconds left to go in the first half.
Waller goes up high to bring the ball down to land sharp. Couldn't get there in time. Hits him as he does. Waller just shakes it off, hits the ground, and stretches over the end zone.
2-point conversion attempts was no good, but it was Commerce 6, Pottsboro 13, and that would be the end of the first half. Back into action in the second half. It wasn't actually until the fourth quarter that any more points were added to the board, and it was again by the Pottsboro Cardinals after an 11-play drive.
Second down and goal from the 5. Zane Pritchett running left, breaks a tackle, close to the goal line, touchdown Cardinals. Nice run there by the quarterback Zane Pritchett. That'll be his first rushing touchdown of the season. That's a 5-yard run.
That was no gimme. He earned every inch of that, man. He got hit just past the line of scrimmage. Moved to his left, stayed on his feet, stayed upright, and stretched over the goal line.
This extra point was good, and Pottsboro's lead extended to 20 over Commerce's 6 with 5:50 left in the game. Well, the Tigers had a lot of work to do to come back in this one, so they got busy.
Pitch back to Lance Sharp. Starts out inside, ducks to the outside. There he goes, down the sideline. Sharp on the loose into Pottsboro territory all the way to the 39-yard line. Now here's that cross buck again to Tyron Wilson. Look out, the big fullback rumbling down the field. Inside the 25-yard line to the 24 he goes. 14 yards for Tyron Wilson. And here comes Commerce. 4:20 left to go.
All right, guys. Looking good. Until
I formation, Jason Wilson gives it to Tyron Wilson, pushing forward close to the goal line.
Fumble.
No indication yet. Pottsboro seems to think that there's been a fumble
and a touchback,
and apparently that is the case.
Guys, Tyron Wilson never had the ball. It bounced off of his hands immediately, and there's no way he could have done anything to get it back.
Under a minute left on the clock, and the Tigers' hopes were dashed. Pottsboro retained the lead and chalked up another win. The final score, Commerce 6, Pottsboro 20. So the Tigers will limp back home and figure out a way to add another win next week. It's homecoming for the Tigers on October 25th, hosting Howe at Memorial Stadium here in Commerce. KETR will carry that game for you live here on 88.9. The Big Friday Night Scoreboard program underway at 6:30. Commerce Tigers kickoff at 7:30 on October 25th. We appreciate you listening to the highlights of the Commerce Tigers versus Pottsboro game here on listener-supported 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. You can do your part to fuel our efforts and keep local high school football on the air with a donation at KETR.org. Just click support this station. Yeah.